Buddha be in our shit. Buna, Nico, Stars, all them niggas.
What is up, motherfucking podcast people? My one and only love, my first love. My first love.
Our real girlfriends. You know, we've been with it for years, you know. We consider breaking up with it for, you know, sometimes, you know. But then we go back to it. We can't get it. You hate it, then you love it, you know. But the love keeps you together.
It does. And I, like, I've been
damn, Jalen Green, 42 points.
God damn. Did you see, wait, real quick. This podcast, we get him whatever the fuck we want to say. You see what John Wall said about the fucking...
Yes.
That shit was crazy.
Yes, I did.
If y'all don't know, John Wall got into
podcast.
Was it a podcast? Yo, everybody got a podcast. That was a very true statement.
It's another one popping up every day.
Yeah, John Wall was on someone's podcast. That nigga thought and talked about the locker room situation in Houston and why it was so fucking toxic. Dog, shut the fuck up. You're distracting the thing. Where's the hot takes in recent podcasts? Do they post the fucking hot takes? Shut the fuck up. Is this the hot takes? This might be the hot takes. If it will load.
Why is John Wall starting the most random NBA beef? There were some moments that stood out amongst the rest. For starters, Wall admitted that UNC was his dream school.
I wanted to go to Carolina. I walk up and say, what are you saying? I don't talk to recruits. I like you. I ain't come here.
So is that really a reason why John Wall didn't go to UNC? Well, of course, Tyler Hansbrough responded and said the John Wall story was false. He then took a jab at Wall when he sarcastically said this. Next, Wall talked about his time with the Houston Rockets and how they were starting guys like Justin Patton, basically calling him a nobody.
I mean, we lost 20 in a row. We were trying to lose on purpose. Thank you. Yeah. We started studying this thing, Justin Patton.
Patton then responded on Twitter with this. Then, when asked which Wizards team had the best chance at a title, he said,
that 16-17. We're just going to beat the shit out of LeBron. They not want to see us.
We'll see if LeBron responds to that hot take. But bottom line...
Yo, this nigga got on a podcast and forgot he was in the NBA still. That nigga forgot he was about to get traded.
To be fair, he was openly begging blood on camera for like 2 years straight while in the NBA.
Yeah, that's a wild nigga. I don't know who got that nigga on the podcast. Because he's just, in general, a wild nigga.
I would have him on the podcast.
How do you feel about your Rockets right now? You think their future is bright? No.
No, we're actually free-falling right now. But, you know, there's light at the top. We could get the 7-4 alien, you know. Sengun's a really good player right now.
He is. He's like baby Jokic.
He is. Green has a lot of potential. Josh Christopher, well, I don't know why he hasn't been playing, but he was in the G League for a minute, but he's back. He has potential too, you know. West Coast nigga, you know.
How do you feel about the NBA right now? We're coming up on All-Star break.
The West is really close right now.
Super close, like weirdly close.
Like the Lakers could actually make the playoffs, even they started at like 0-8.
The Lakers could have home.
Yeah,
they could end up being 5-4. Like they're like three games away from 5.
LeBron's a machine, but we knew that.
LeBron is crazy. What is he expected to hit the record? I want to watch that game.
Like in a month, I think.
In a month?
Yeah.
After All-Star break,
I think slightly before.
Ooh. LeBron looking like Brady out there.
The game's going to be nationally televised. That's what the commissioner said.
The game's going to be nationally televised? Mm-hmm. How do they know the niggas that could like just drop 50 one of them?
He could. He's LeBron. You never know.
He should chill. he should stay on pace and then end up.
Every time I look, bro's dropping 35, 40, 38, 36. I'm like, damn, nigga, you're like 38. Goddamn.
You are a Bron dick rider, though. You are.
Your franchise is a failed franchise.
How? We're number one.
We won the most rings in the 80s. How? It was three teams.
How?
Y'all niggas are failures.
We have the most rings. We've never done a rebuild.
How the fuck did you do that? You had a big thing that won one ring. Oh. They want to shut the fuck up about that one ring. KG, shut the fuck up about that ring. Oh. Ray Allen broke the family apart. Ray Allen broke our family
Ray
apart.
Ray Allen wanted to be a fucking
Ray
traitor.
Allen broke our family
how the fuck
apart.
We know Ray Allen
Y'all
was going to be a traitor?
Won one
how the fuck we knew
ring. Y'all niggas were not like that.
How the fuck did we know Ray Allen was gonna fucking trade on us?
He broke the family apart.
He did.
Y'all weren't even a dynasty.
Nigga, that's like Steph leaving.
Y'all weren't even a dynasty.
We would have been if fucking Steph didn't leave.
Y'all weren't even a dynasty.
And Kobe was on some bullshit back then. Kobe was on his, I don't even want to talk to my family till I get a ring shit. Kobe was on his.
Kobe was a psycho. He would have done anything. Kobe was a psychopath.
He was not gonna listen to the Celtics. He's not gonna listen to the Celtics.
Kobe was crazy,
bro. Kobe was on his bullshit, and then Dwight Howard wanted to have a good year. One of them years, it was like, fuck, nigga, damn, this shit's annoying. That's why the shit broke up, nigga.
Them niggas won most of their rings, and it was three teams in the league. They had no competition. They had six Hall of Famers in one team.
We played Kobe!
They had six Hall of Famers in the 80s on one team. Even the fucking sixth man was a fucking Hall of Famer.
Yo, our Hall of Famer was the MVP. Yo, the sixth man, Bill Walton, coming off the fucking bitch is crazy.
He's a fucking Hall of Famer.
Oh, I know you're not a Laker fan, but you're a Bron fan, and I know you're not talking. You can't talk. The nigga's one of the greatest. He's a Jerry West-esque loser, nigga.
LeBron?
Yes.
Well, West went like 1-10.
Bron's close.
No, he's not. He's like 4-0.
He's not 4-0. And, whoa, is he 4?
He's LeBron has 4 rings. LeBron's won 4 finals.
2? Oh, he has. Ew. He's won a final on every team.
He has.
He's got 2 in the fucking Heat, 1 in the Cavaliers, 1 in the Lakers. The one on the Lakers is nasty. He's 4-8.
He's 4-8.
That's close, he's nigga.
1-10 is not close to 4-8.
If he's like 4-12, it is. Same amount of losses.
I don't think he's gonna go 4-12.
I would have 4-13. It's the same amount of losses.
4-13 is crazy. But
4-8. Hey.
But to be honest, most niggas can't even win one. So 4-13, really not even
what
that
the
bad.
Fuck are we? Actually, we're not comparing with that nigga.
Most niggas can't
we're
even
not
win
even
one.
Comparing, we're not comparing him to anybody else except for Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson. Honestly,
I think Kareem's in the conversation.
Oh, Kareem. I'm sorry. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He is in the conversation. That's mean. That's mean and disrespectful and rude. And yes, you're right. That nigga is definitely in the conversation. But anybody else, we're not comparing him to. So get the fuck out of here with most niggas. Most niggas is not fucking 6'10", 250, 40-inch vertical, gigantic penis. Mm-hmm.
They said if K never got injured, he would have broken Kareem's record.
If Bill Walton would have never got injured, he would have broken Kareem's record. Like, what the fuck? That's so
Let's
stupid.
Let's be honest. KD's not like the rest of them greats. Let's be honest. I respect KD. What is Stephen A. Smith? He could pull up from 40. Unguardable 7-footer.
Okay.
One of the best scorers to ever do it. In fact, if your life was on the line, you had an ISO bucket, you probably want KD to give the beat to, you know, give the bucket. He's not like the rest of them greats.
He's not. He'll never
He's
be.
He's just not.
And it bothers the fuck out of him.
It does. You can tell. He's like, him alive.
Yeah. He's that nigga
he's alive.
Alive.
He's alive.
Just, I mean, but his body frame wasn't built like that. Like niggas that are 7 feet aren't one supposed to move like this. This is what you niggas don't get about Victor Wanabu. This is what you niggas don't
get
about.
He moves like that, though.
Huh?
He moves like that.
He's not supposed to. It doesn't work.
But he's quick.
We told y'all.
And he hit step back threes.
No one over that height lasts more than 5 years in the NBA. Never been done.
Shaq?
It won't be done. Shaq is 7 feet tall. We do this all the time.
Shaq is like 7'1".
Shaq is not 7'3". Anyone over the 7'3" mark, that's the mark where you can't play basketball. You can't play basketball at 7'3".
Porzingis kind of lasted, though.
He didn't. What does Porzingis average? 13 points a game?
Right now, let's see.
Let's go pull up Porzingis stats. Because you can't. You cannot.
Porzingis, the unicorn.
You cannot be that
Porzingis big. Porzingis averaging 22 a game. On.
Four. He's always hurt.
He's not hurt right now.
He's been hurt the last 5 years.
Well, he's played every year.
Yeah, how many games?
Last season, he played 34 plus 17.
Oh, he played 34 games.
No, he played like 40-some.
He played half the season. What was about the year before that?
43.
What about the year before that?
57.
He didn't. You know, he was out 2 years ago. And he was hurt in the playoffs that year. 2 years ago, he was hurt in the playoffs.
Nice play every year. He just hasn't played a lot of games every year. He did play 72 games his rookie year and then 66 his sophomore year.
And then fell off a fucking
cliff. After that, it goes to like 50. It's in the 50s.
Yeah. You cannot be, back to my point, and he's been hurt. Every time they go to the playoffs, he can't play.
Him and Luka did not work out as a match.
No. Every time they went to the playoffs, bro, they can't play. You cannot be that size and play in the fucking
NBA. I think Wembanyama is going to be different. I think Wembanyama is going to be different, though. The most high prospect since LeBron.
Oh, Victor Wembanyama is going to beat science.
Step
what
back
a
threes.
Hot take.
Step back threes.
This nigga's gonna.
He's like a 7'4 KD. It's very impressive what he does on the court.
This nigga's gonna beat science. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's gonna beat science.
I think if he stays healthy, we're looking at, you know, the future great.
If Zion stays healthy, he's a future great. That's if Zion stays healthy.
Yeah, but Zion was a fat fuck when he came in.
See, the difference between Zion and Victor Wembanyama is
That nigga can't ungrow. Zion could hypothetically stop eating. He won't. But he can hypothetically stop eating. This Victor nigga, he ain't going nowhere. He's stuck.
He also has no injury history whatsoever, too, which helps his case.
Neither did, what's it called? Bobo's dad. Is Bobo Bobo's dad? No, Manu Bo. Before he came into the league.
Son? Bobo?
Yo.
Yo?
Neither did Yao Ming before he came in the league.
Yeah, I think Yao Ming got after with a foot injury or something.
No way, they wouldn't have drafted him. They don't draft footers with foot
injuries. Because China wanted him drafted first overall. You know, the NBA does what China says. Hold up. I've heard this before. Hold up.
He got drafted with a foot injury?
Yao Ming.
I know one of them niggas didn't get drafted because they had a foot injury. Oh, but Bobo. Bobo had a foot injury and they didn't want to draft. But you can't, bro. No, this just doesn't happen. The same with KD. You're a 7-footer. It just doesn't work, bro. Did you make him 7-4 and move like that? Fuck no. No 7-4 nigga is ever going to be able to, is ever going
to. China said they would not let Yao go to the U.S. unless the Rockets drafted him first overall. And he had an injured foot before he was drafted.
It says that in an article?
Yes. Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. The CCP made the NBA draft him first overall, which is so fucking funny.
I mean, we do whatever China says.
They clap. We say how loud. They say jump. We say how high.
The Uyghurs are dying. Who you? That's hateful. And you have to apologize for your hateful speech now. Now, oh, there was a video of Enes Kanter. Not Enes Kanter. It was one of the big. It's Stephen Adams on Enes Kanter. It was Enes Kanter. And
Enes Freedom Kanter.
Yeah, he was fighting for the world's freedom. And the NBA was like, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up about little Uyghurs, we do not care about the little children. We only care about black lives.
People begin to choose what fucking atrocities they really give a fuck about.
Facts.
So do we, though.
Facts.
So do I.
I mean, I care.
I have sympathy.
Yeah, I care. Yeah, I care. But I don't care enough to...
I don't go out my way to protest it.
Nope. I mean, there's only like so much. This is what niggas don't talk about. There's almost so much you can care about.
There's not what you care about.
Most people don't really care about shit unless it directly affects them, to really be honest.
But nah, you got to fake like you care about everything.
Or it affects their family or something.
Or their inner circle or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apart from that, people are just like, that's tough. And they move on with their lives.
And don't say shit about it. They don't do shit about it. Oh, this is what I wanted to... Yo, these niggas be having the best videos. This is what I wanted to show you. See your... Because, you know, we can talk about anything on this motherfucker. This became our freedom channel. There's
Let's
no
talk
rules.
About what we're doing to white people. There's been something going on for a while now that we're being told not to notice. More to the point that we're asking white people not only to ignore, but to accept the rising tide of racial hatred against white people.
Now, when you said that was the first time I saw this, I was like, this is hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I laughed. I chuckled.
But then I was like, let me give him a chance, man.
Some of it is not hatred.
This nigga's shirt is big.
Other people get away.
He's a big nigga. Because he's a large nigga.
Or disenfranchised. If you ask any one of us to trade, would you have just, like, you don't get to use the hard R, there's certain jokes you can't make without it just being offensive, but you get all that privilege.
Which one are you taking?
Late, nigga. I take these bank loans.
I think I like to say, nigga.
Low key, easy bank loans, the ability to say nigga. I might go nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I love being black. Like, if you had to choose what you would be, would you choose anything else?
Damn. I never really wanted to be a white man.
Nah. White man, I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Y'all certain advantages, you know. Y'all don't have to have sauce to pull hoes. They get easier bank loans. They have a easier time getting jobs.
They have an easier time of getting hoes. That's where it comes down to.
I know, that's where the real white people are going to talk about it.
Ooh, get into it.
The easier time getting hoes. Or they can be swaggerless and pull hoes and have no type of sauce.
Say girls so I can make it a clip.
Right. White men can be swaggerless and pull girls, but a black man has to have the most sauce, the most game ever.
Most riz.
Yeah, you have to have a riz. Yeah, yeah. When you're white, your pale skin is your riz. I'm keeping it 100.
So that's like That's where you say white people have that advantage.
They do. White men have that advantage. Yes, yes, yes. When you're outside, you notice it. You really notice it when you're outside.
Yeah, and like all ethnic groups like you. Because like there's a cult following of black women that fuck with white men. There's a cult following of like Asian women that mess with white men.
Asian women are the real divesters.
Same thing with black men, but like, I hate to use this word. It's more fetishized. It feels more fetishized. It might not be, but it feels more fetishized.
It's definitely more fetishized.
Yeah, it feels more fetishized than it does. Like, they'll actually marry these white men. Like, they'll actually take these white men serious. And for us, it's like, oh, you're the nigga I'm fucking for the week. Oh, it's just he's so bad. He's
my American boy.
American boy.
Yeah. And honestly, black men, you know, if you want to smash these hoes, it's whatever. But just know what you're getting into, bro. Don't fall too deep. You see, niggas don't ride the sauce. They fall into the sauce.
Okay.
And you know, don't think that these hoes aren't using you for a phase. Accept it and move on. Don't get in too deep.
Some of them are not. Some of them actually get married and have kids and then like live out.
A very small percentage, though.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It happens.
A very small percentage. It happens. I just want men to keep their head on a swivel. Okay. Don't fall in too deep because the walls is good.
I mean, if she won't introduce you to your family, you're a phase. You know what I'm saying?
You're probably just a phase, my nigga. And that's okay. But you need to accept it. You need to cope with it. Live with it. And don't let your girlfriend stop you from finding your wife.
If she's ashamed to meet you to your friends, you're a phase. If she says you're a phase, you're a lot of fun. If women will say like, oh, blah, 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 they'll just say like, oh, I had the most fun with you. That means you're just fun, nigga.
Just fun.
So don't take fun serious.
Just fun.
Go fuck other
hoes.
Okay,
fun is fun. But have your fun in other places too.
Oh. Okay, bye, Tora. Bye, Tora.
Hey, white people, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Saying nigga, man, is a breeze, dog.
That shit is wonderful.
Saying nigga over bank loans, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm taking that every day of the week, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, in the early 2000s, the mainstream American culture preached about respecting each other's differences and not.
It's crazy.
Cap.
And not skin color.
Cap. Nigga, you wasn't in them cop. We the same age. You wasn't in them cop. We might not be, nigga. You look 40. You wasn't in them COD. Early YouTube, early Twitter. The fuck this nigga talking about?
This ethnic really loves K for white people. It's very crazy to me. Like, damn. I know some people love the K for white people, but this is crazy, right? It's like, damn.
Yo, that's not true. I don't know. Maybe he grew up in like Canada or something. Like, maybe he grew up that wasn't America. But in America, I was called a dark cookie when I was in elementary school. That's the early 2000s, bitch. I grew up in the early 2000s just like you, nigga. That shit was wildly racist. But maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a different world or some shit. I don't know.
Color. Nowadays, we say that not seeing color is racism. That you must see color. But the more I see how things are unfolding, the more I'm convinced that this is wrong. Back then, saying something offhanded about white people were seen as not appropriate, just as it would be to say something offhanded about people of any other race.
No, it wasn't. It was more accepted.
No, that I definitely don't agree with. I don't agree. Actually, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't agree with that. That's, oh, man, the amount of things. Oh, no.
This nigga's from Canada.
This is what he's about to finish, but this is what I found so interesting about this. Because he's about to finish.
But back then, though, it wasn't that you weren't seeing people's skin tone. It was just that you saw it and you just made fun of everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, you made fun of people's skin tone?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think you made fun of nobody's skin.
Oh, yeah, no. That was a common thing.
I'm not going to realize Asian's from Canada. Everything this nigga accent like says just makes perfect sense. He's a Canadian nigga. It just makes so much perfect sense. Once I knew that, bro, nothing this nigga says or does can shock me anymore. When you think of a Canadian nigga, you think of a nigga like Asian.
Dude, he's so fucking stupid because like he's in Atlanta, and Atlanta cops are known for racially profiling niggas. Like, known for racially profiling. And he gets racially profiled on the regular, and he's fighting shit against them, and he go through this whole video about how like this system is fucking with him, and they're trying to take his cars, and they're trying to put loans on his shit, and they're doing all this shit to him, and he won't ever say it's cause he's black, and he doesn't realize that this happens to a whole bunch of people, and this system, this support, oh wow, holy shit,
Talking is hard, huh?
Disproportionately affects the black community. And if this nigga wasn't a fucking millionaire, he wouldn't be able to pay these shits. They would still be messing with this nigga like this, and it would be really bad. But he just chooses to ignore it because he's like, oh, it's just the system. System's just fucking with me. Like, no, nigga, you're in a fucking S, you're in an S-class Benz riding into the middle of Atlanta in a white neighborhood with tinted out windows. Nigga, stop fucking playing,
of course,
bro.
They're going to harass you.
Getting tagged. Okay. Yeah, I know.
But, but there are whole shows based off that, though. Not whole shows, but like Dave Chappelle, South Park, Family Guy.
Yeah, but that's just skit comedy, though. You were doing skit comedy in your cafeteria?
Okay, so that
yes.
Would
yes. Actually,
yes.
Actually worse.
Actually, yes.
Actually, way worse.
I'll be banned off the internet.
If we were to say what we were saying at lunch, I'll
be banned off the internet.
Nigga, the Asian jokes that we let fly at lunch, the white jokes, the black jokes that niggas let fly at lunch, we had a white boy saying nigga.
We'll be banned from the internet.
What? This nigga ain't been in the scene. Bro, Canada's such an interesting place.
Yeah.
Like if Dave Chappelle existed right now.
No, but that's entertainment. I think he's talking about life.
All right.
If I said something fucked up about a white person, nobody would be like, oh, it's okay, they're white. They'd be like, yo, it's racist.
I don't know, in the South, it was like way more just fucked up things being said, though. I'm being honest with you. I'm being, hey, yo, chat.
Where is that from?
In the South, bro. Niggas got a lot of shit, dog.
He's from the South. Where are you from?
He don't have an accent.
Where are you from?
Why you say that? Why your voice get lower? You said that. Why your voice look good? Why your voice get lower? You said that.
And that's for the hoes, you know.
Where funny. Is? Yeah, that shit kind of turned me on. Legend. Oh wow. Hold on, boys. Of winning from. That shit did kind of turn me on a little bit. Number 10 is sports news created. What? Really? Number 10?
He was born and raised in the United States. That tells us nothing.
Oh wow. He's never said where he's from.
Nothing.
He said the South. I guess he won't say where he's from. Oh, born in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. All right. Cool.
Born Orlando and a few. Oh no, he said bro Orlando. Where the fuck? He's from the United States. 1995 in the United States.
The United States. That could be a lot of places.
The United States.
The South. It could be a lot of places.
Yeah, bro. We don't know where this nigga is from. He doesn't rep any
he
like.
He could be Memphis, Louisiana.
There's so much South shit. He has no accent either. Like zero.
White and black. Hey, man. I grew up around a lot
to be
of
fair, neither do you.
Man, I'm be honest with you,
that was one thing we didn't joke about. We joked about everything else.
He's a shoutest to him. He's from like the South.
But race was off limits?
Yeah.
Man, I grew up in a town where Confederate flags were being raised.
So that's.
He's from the country.
One, he's from the country. And two, he's from like, I don't think he's from like Memphis or like, because they don't raise Confederate flags like that over there. That's not a part of their culture. He got to be from like Louisiana. I think he's from Louisiana.
Louisiana makes sense.
I think he's from Louisiana.
Or Mississippi or something.
Yeah, I think he's from Louisiana.
I'm not even trying to be funny. That's where I grew up at.
To what racial minorities can and do say about white people. I believe this is a natural outgrowth of a perverse ideology that teaches us that everything, every societal ill, is the fault of white people, and that whatever prejudice acts we may inflict upon them does not constitute discrimination because we don't have the power.
You know what's funny?
To discriminate.
Some countries was colonized by white people.
Huh?
In some countries it was colonized by white people.
And all the problems that come from his country is because of the colonization.
Can be traced back to colonization.
Yes, yeah, yep.
That's really funny.
Yep, but...
It's funny to your boy.
And it's recent. Like, their colonization was the 60s, nigga. Like, your shit definitely got taken over in the 60s, bitch. I don't know where you're from. You look Vietnamese. And if you are, this is a fucking shame. This video is a goddamn shame. And if you're Chinese... This video is a shame. He looks Vietnamese, though.
Particularly pronounced in the younger generation. But is it true? Do we not have the power to discriminate?
Well, oh, we do.
First, let's take a look at the racial hatred at the interpersonal level. In today's society, it has become somewhat fashionable to think things and say things about and to white people that would not be acceptable if it was said about any other race. And we're being taught that this double standard is not wrong.
I agree to that. I agree to that.
Explain.
Just because of what they did, it doesn't make it right to say foul and disgusting shit about a race because they did. That has nothing to do with what they did.
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Saying y'all took advantage of our country is not foul speech.
No,
have an advantage because y'all took advantage of our ancestors' pain is not foul speech.
No, but niggas.
Or you have benefit of what we have done. Or you don't even acknowledge the fact that most of what y'all's benefit is, or y'all's like, it's because of the scars of our ancestors.
Nah, but
that's not hate speech.
Niggas be actually doing hate speech against white people on the internet, and you know that, and you see the shit, and it is very normalized, and that shit is not okay. Mm-hmm. Like, the reverse action of a bad action does not make that action okay. Now, calling out what they did, calling out how it has affected us, calling out and saying X, Y, and Z has happened, X, Y, and Z has happened, X, Y, and Z has happened, that's fucking beautiful. Do that shit all day. That's like, hey, this is y'all history. This is what y'all did. Y'all don't want to be held accountable? Shut the fuck up. You did it. Your people did it. If you're going to take the credit, if we're going to stand up for the fucking American flag, if we're going to stand up and be proud of the country that we're in, acknowledge the faults about your country.
Actually, what do white people do? Is they act like it didn't happen? And then give statistics, you know, that like trace back to why it happened in the first place.
What would you mean?
Like they'll bring up, you know, black people are so inherently violent, like ignoring the fact that, you know, of the redlining and shit, and land and shit, like ignore all the context to be like, you know, niggas is poor and violent.
And that's
I wonder why.
And that's where like you would rebuttal with the facts that you do know about the American system, but the openly saying like, oh, all white people should die. That shit is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is, and that shit should be.
There's a context I think it's okay, but I'm not gonna break down the context.
No, wait, it's podcast.
All right, in a country like South Africa, right, where it was colonized by white people own 90% of the wealth in a 99% black country. I think in certain places it is okay to have a forceful approach because there is active colonizers on your land. Violence is an appropriate response to colonization on your land.
Agreed. Yep, I tried. But those people don't belong there. Those people don't belong there. Nope. Those people don't belong there. And because it is so recent,
like the 80s.
If we're talking about those African countries, not like the Asian countries, not like America, because America, like at this point, it's over. But if we're talking about those recent countries, yeah. And a lot of them have been ran out.
That's true. Nah, they be going to war with them niggas, like for real.
Yeah, a lot of them did get ran out. But like Nigeria still has a white population.
Nigeria has a very small population. Yeah. It's really Zimbabwe, South Africa, and
Nigeria has a white population. Nigeria has a white, it has a British population.
It's small. Yeah, it's small. It's very tiny. It has more Lebanese people,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
And I can't think of anybody else, but yeah, in those cases, especially in the South African case, especially what they did with apartheid, I don't give a fuck if you're a child, like you, not the violence towards the child, but like your family needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if your family doesn't want to leave peacefully, we ask your people to leave very nicely. If your people don't want to leave very nicely, I don't see the problem with making people that were not supposed to be there, not be there. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Everyone should control their resources.
Sorry.
Now, you could argue in America, the context is different. In America, the context is different.
It didn't happen as recent.
I have no problem in America, like people using violence to like protect our communities, you know, and other things like that.
Well, if you rephrase it, right? If you redo it and say Native Americans fought for their ability to own their own land, like Native Americans fought, they just didn't succeed.
They didn't.
They
went to war with them niggas.
Yeah.
They didn't succeed.
They just didn't succeed. And they were able to colonize their entire thing. So, like, there was no problem. It was honor in the way that they fought.
It was called Manifest Destiny, you know?
Yeah. It was honor in how they fought back and how they mm-hmm. didn't just let them take all of their fucking land.
Yeah. I have no problem historically oppressed groups resorting to violence or quote-unquote, like, you know, discrimination to protect their resources and their, like, you know, power.
At all.
I support it, actually.
Back to white men.
When you take a look at the things that are being said about white people, especially by the younger generation, the kind of statements people wouldn't dare say about people of any other race. Take a look at what is stunningly in vogue in today's society and ask yourselves, where does this lead to years down the line?
you have a token white. You're hanging out with your
The token black. White is like a token black, black or like yeah. token white. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's what I said. That's what I said. That's
token white.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Token white. What is the context of that anyway?
That's crazy.
So like it's like what does that even mean?
What are you saying? To be fair to him, what are you saying? There's definitely a lot of validity behind it. We talked about this another video about how the woke young lady thought it was like acceptable for her to say the things she said about her father at the funeral, and she also believed in this ideology that she couldn't be racist because she didn't have the power.
That bitch was half white.
That bitch was half white.
That bitch was half white.
That's a pure case of self-hate. Oh, and before you be like, you're about to bring a stupid talking point. All African Americans have some white in them. Shut up.
And don't even my direct fucking my mother isn't white, bitch.
Shut up.
Like the fuck?
Shut up.
That's crazy. That nigga had a white parent. We don't
like that. And it blows me away every time. And when they explain it to me, most of them cite like personal experiences. Like when I'm back when I was like this group of people did this, and they make me feel so uncomfortable. And et cetera, I felt so like
rubbing Jim Crow?
Like, what was people? I swear to God. And in major cities, by the way. I always thought, like, do you know that by hating them, that you are going to do the same thing that others did to you?
That's not really true, though. That's not true. Oh. I didn't know there's a lot of historical context. That's not really true in any type of way.
It's well,
that's not really true.
I don't think there's a difference between hating and then wanting to be around your own people. Like, there's two different things.
Because no matter how much I hate white people, I can't legally kill a white person and take their land like they could to black people like a generation ago. So it's never really going to be equal.
No, but they can't do that to you now. That's what he's saying.
But the damage has already been done, though.
The damage has been done. And like I said, acknowledging the damage is not a wrong thing. But openly hating an entire group
I just
of people,
think that you can't equivalate white hatred towards other races, other races hatred towards white people, because we haven't done near as much damage to their group as they have to our groups.
I would agree, but only to a certain point. Cause I hate to be the nigga that's all hatred is bad, but like when you're, I feel like you're justifying hate either way. Like, you're justifying hate.
I'll give a fuck about hatred towards white people when we can economically compete with them. That's when I'd be like, all right, the playing field is even. All right, no hatred. But until then, bro, niggas gotta be militant, bro. Niggas just gotta be militant, bro. Or you're gonna get fucking ate up. And that's just the truth of the matter.
That's not true. Like, nigga, you need white people to succeed in this motherfucker.
You do, but still keep your head on a swivel. Be smart about your shit.
Always, but you still need white people to succeed in this motherfucker.
We're in the white country, you need white dollars? Yes.
Yes. At the end of the day, nigga, you can hate them niggas all you want, but all that hate is doing is not helping you.
And you can still hate someone and still take their money and do business with them. Their two are not mutually inexclusive.
They're not, but your everyday, like, you're gonna fuck
doesn't
over.
Mean doesn't mean you have to marry them, interact with them, do anything with them.
Nigga, do you know how hard it is to hold hatred? But we're not talking, you're talking about something totally different. You're equating hatred with like being about your people. That's not true. You can be about your people and not hate white people. That is actually possible.
Shout out to Umar.
Yeah. You can openly be about your people and to hold that amount of tension, to hold that amount of guilt, to hold that shit in, is not healthy and not good. And I don't even think your ancestors were like that. For you to hate them niggas. Cause you can say what they've done. That's acknowledging history. There's no problem with that. But that does not mean you have to hold that hatred in your heart. Cause I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. A lot of our grandparents really hate white people though. But there's good reasons for that.
Yes, ours don't. But I know.
If your grandparents were blazing the South in Jim Crow, they probably dislike white people a lot.
And that's understood because of what has happened to them. I'm saying to hold that hatred in for a whole entire generation, that is not healthy. Mm-hmm. To bring that hatred, like, the reason niggas teach history is not so they can have that hate. Like, I hate bringing these niggas up, but I don't think Jewish people hate Germans. I don't.
They would even buy German-made cars.
No, and that's not giving them niggas their money. That's real. You don't get my money. But I don't think they hold that hate in. It's like, remember, remember, remember. It's not like, I hate you for what you did. It's remember, remember, remember.
I think you need a certain degree of hate to get shit accomplished.
Cap.
As a community. For
Cap.
Sure, for sure.
Cap. Cap. Cap.
For sure.
Cap.
For sure.
Cap. That's not
the
true.
The Romans though. Hated the barbarians. Not the barbarians. What are they called again? The ghouls. That's what the Roman Empire expanded.
Nigga, we're talking. We're
talking through history. When a community hates, has a certain amount of hate, that's when shit gets accomplished. The America, the settlers hated the natives to a certain point. That's how they expanded. When people hate something, that's when the community.
Go this generation. Go this generation. Who does China hate?
Who does China hates the U.S.?
Who does China? China doesn't hate the U.S. China needs them niggas. China doesn't hate the U.S. China ain't gonna conquer the fucking U.S.
So throughout history, hate's gone shit done. Hate's made empires. But now all of a sudden, generation got to change the status quo. We all got to be peaceful and loving with each other.
I'm not saying be peaceful and loving with each other. I'm saying that and to hold white hate in the black community is not going to make us more successful, nigga. It's not.
Actually, you can really argue. If you really want me to be honest with each other, I'm being honest. I'm bearing on this podcast.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
We've never had a whole hate of white people in the black community. You can argue we actually haven't hated them enough. There's a very strong argument for that.
As a whole, you're right, but it feels like the white hate is gaining momentum. It does. And I don't think that's helpful either.
I think a better question is, where was this hate after, you know, Reconstruction, you know, when the crack epidemic was going on? You know, I think that's a better question. Why now, you know? But
well, because I think people weren't informed, and I think the more people become informed, like, they go through like this period, like every black person, every black man goes through this period of finding out what really happened to them, except for Omar. I'm fucking with you, bro. We love you, but every black man goes through this period of like finding out what they've done to us.
Also, if you do a reaction, how can you control the reaction? Like, white people have brutalized these people for generations. How are you suddenly going to be like, you cannot hate me all of a sudden. You cannot hate me. You cannot hate me.
I just don't think the hate is helpful.
That's a fair opinion, but I think we got to acknowledge every action is a reaction. And right now, they're reaping their fruit what they've sown. That's just the truth.
Yes.
They've brutalized every ethnic group under the sun. Of course, it's going to be damn repercussions. Niggas just waking up to that shit. Of course. This is the first generation where colonization has been, not fully reversed, but you know, they're trying to reverse it now. Like, they're acting on it now. This is the age of really colonial independence. So, of course, the hatred is going to be sky high. Of course. They brought it on themselves.
I do like that we're acknowledging and people are actually figuring out what really happened, because these niggas really tried to wipe off what they fucking did. They really tried to get away with what they fucking did. And I have no problem with acknowledging that. But acknowledge that and, like, let's move forward as a community. Like, acknowledge that and, like, let's go get this fucking money. Acknowledge that and it's like with scamming. I love scamming. It takes money from white people. It takes money from white banks that had shit to do with, I fucking love scamming.
Now, niggas get their money back. I do think for a fact you can know too much in self-pity and then not get anything accomplished. You're too busy being self-pity, for sure. I agree with that 100%. Plans need to be made.
Who's my fault?
Plans need to be made. Goals need to get accomplished, for sure, for a fact. You cannot wallow in hate and self-pity. But a little bit of hate can motivate you to get shit done.
And I'm not saying be full kumbaya, but I'm saying, nigga, let that shit go. Like, understand it. Know what they did. But hate is not, that ain't it. That ain't it.
I do think, like I said, in generations like after this one, the hate will start to decrease, you know. But like I said, this is the first colonial independence generation. So, of course, hatred is going to be sky high because we're still bearing the effects of direct white rule of our nations or communities, etc., you know. So, of course, hate is going to be sky, because they're like, wait a minute. Why is my country a shithole? Wait a minute. Why is my community a mess? Wait, there was over me only like, what, 40, 50 years ago? And they're eating and I'm not eating? Of course, hate's going to be high. After hate, then come, you know, peaceful resolution, maybe, or maybe more violence. I don't know. Time will tell. But of course, hate's going to be really high right now, because niggas are wearing the direct consequence of their actions. I turn into fucking Khalid Muhammad in this motherfucker.
It's literally the exact same thing.
And it's not the reverse. For niggas that say it's the reverse, it's not the reverse. It's not the reverse. That's a false equivalency. We didn't colonize niggas. It's not the reverse. No one's saying it's the reverse. I'm saying understand your history. Process your history.
He's really saying, but it's got to be saying, it's basically, you can't let hate consume you to, you know, be a wreck and a mess.
No, because, like, a lot of black men go into this rabbit hole of, like, finding out what really happened, and then they get anger. Like, you shouldn't have, like, Like, they get, and it's, you're right, a little anger does push you a long way, but full hatred does not do anything. And it provides this, like, and I've seen so many black men in my family fail to this shit. That's why, probably why I'm so passionate about this shit, of this gigantic chip on your shoulder, and doesn't allow you to process information like you should. It allows you to move through life with this chip on your shoulder. And nigga, that's not how you move through life. That's not how you move through life. I'm sorry. Because if you walk around with this giant chip on your shoulder, once that chip gets hit off, nigga, that alarm is set off. Once that alarm is set off, you can blow your whole fucking life up. You can blow your whole family's life up. You can fuck up your generational wealth, which just has happened in my family.
My mom told me the same thing. Too much anger can make, like, when she was living in the hood, like, she saw people with anger just crash out and shit. But what? Too much anger can make you crash out. Yeah.
What? I think this is a real conversation that needs to be spoken about. This shit needs to be spoken about. Of, like, black men, understand where you come from. Know what they did to us. Don't walk around like these two fat niggas right here. It's the same shit. It's the same shit. And I don't know why we don't understand why the fuck. Understand what they did, how they did, and why they did that shit. Understand how it benefited their community. But forgive that shit and go get their money, nigga. And don't ever let that chip get in the way of you getting your money, nigga. Ever. And that's the problem. That's my problem as what black men do. That's my problem. Because too many niggas really find out where they come from and crash the fuck out. And I know you've seen it. I've seen it. Too many niggas find out the truth and fucking one thing sets them, one thing, they were on a trajectory to be, bro, I ain't gonna get personal. I'm gonna just say I know somebody that was on a trajectory to do gigantic things at a gigantic company.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing
set them off.
Oh, white mm-hmm. person got ahead of them in a certain thing. We got promoted before they got blew it up. You cannot do that shit. You cannot fuck up generational wealth because of a chip on your shoulder. You in a white world, play by white rules. But get back to your black community. Niggas, don't get me started on this shit. So you're right. Hatred does bring it, but too many niggas got too much hatred. And as you can see in these videos that's about to play, especially with black women, which black women don't do it as much as black men do. I haven't seen as many black men crash out as I've seen black women crash out.
No, niggas be crashing out. Niggas be crashing out. Niggas do be crashing out.
But black women are starting to get that hate, and that's new.
With your friend group of color, you need to ask.
To be fair, these are black women with no kids, so.
From everybody in the group to bring your wife. Like, don't just bring them.
She's wild.
How do you not know that's racist? How do you not get that's racist? What is a white shenanigan?
What is the context even in this? I don't know what the context of this whole TikTok is.
You gotta ask your friend before you bring your white friends. You gotta ask your color friends before you bring your white friends around. I don't. That was stupid. That was a dumbass TikTok.
You gotta be bringing a nigga around me. You gotta ask all us whites.
That's crazy. First of all, real quick, indigenous people don't support indigenous people of color, so suck my dick. But
they don't actually.
It's okay. It's okay.
They don't.
Nigga, when I found out y'all got reparations,
they actually stopped the black natives from getting reparations. They actually blocked their reparations out.
Look it up. When I found that out, suck my dick, Native Americans. Suck my dick, bitch.
Sometimes I don't know what to say, but here's one easy way. Just don't have
babies. Can single-handedly. Yo, that's crazy. So why are Asian people so bad at white people?
How? Break it down. Don't love
these people.
Break it down.
Y'all throw around crazy. Do it casual. I don't think she understands what she is saying.
One, that's impossible. Two, what is she talking about? What is she talking about?
You can't make up.
That's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Some of these niggas is wilding.
Mm-hmm. 2023. Yeah. Hey, you could
justify, like, it's a very fucked up thing.
No, for sure.
But you can joke about murder. But we can joke about genocide. She's
literally trying to outline how to remove all white people. No, bro.
How did this get posted? Hey guys,
what about Europe? 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 Hey, here's a whole continent of white people.
Hey guys,
you cannot successfully genocide them niggas.
This is Asian women thinking that white men only produce with them.
Yeah.
Hey.
I hate to break it to you. Hey, man.
That's not how fucking genetics work. But it's okay. It's okay, shorty. That was some fucking Hitler shit, though.
Being grounded is a punishment to them.
That's what they call punishment. The least grounded, least balanced, most destructive race. That's not true. And white people discipline their children way better than black people do. Way better. If you as a whole.
They say things like, kill two birds with one stone.
Oh no, this is gonna be cringe, dog. No. How do you use this? As a child, you were grounded. You were grounded. So what are you talking about? That was a punishment for you as well. Also, FYI, even if you weren't grounded, let's say the other form of punishment, which is getting a whipping, if white people did that, you'd be like,
yo, even the fact that we call it getting a whipping is crazy.
Getting whipping is kind of crazy.
Yo, the fact that we call it like getting whooped, like that's some elite brainwashing shit that niggas do not talk about. We call that shit getting whooped. We call it getting whipped. That's fucking crazy. But, you know, whatever.
You're just gonna find something to make up.
That's so funny.
Say whatever you want to say, bro. This is cringe, bro. This is that fake woke shit. This shit is mad. You'd be bored, bro. You're in your one bedroom apartment, just bored as hell. You're just bored.
Why do we have to kill the birds? Why is everything so violent?
The fuck are you talking about? You kind of lost me.
So that you
is the perfect example of this is a sexualization of white criminals. People have a much easier time sympathizing with white criminals than they do with black victims. That's true. That's objectively true. That's objectively true. That's objectively true. That's objectively true. That's true. That's true. She's right. There's no argument with her. When you're right, you're right.
I mean, if let's reverse it. A black man is killing a whole bunch of white women and going around and eating the white women.
When she's right, she's right.
Let's just reverse it.
She's right.
I think she said white people, dog.
She did say white people.
I think she said white people.
I don't think that was her point.
I don't think that was her point.
I think you missed the point.
Yep.
You missed on this one.
So you're not white nor are you a man. So fuck it.
I'm going to say, but it's just oppressive Olympics. That's literally what it
is. It's not the oppressive Olympics. Sometimes shit is true. They do glory, nigga. All them Dateline shits is some white woman missing. All the black women that go missing, where the fuck is the Dateline about them hoes? They ain't never no. Look at your Amber Alerts, nigga.
All right, you know what I'm gonna do when I get some money? You know what? Since y'all made a Jeffrey Dahmer documentary about a white circle who ate and killed those black kids, you know what I'm gonna do?
Make that cop, OJ.
That cop who snapped, went off the deep end and killed like all those white cops.
In Dallas?
I'm gonna make a documentary about him.
Oh, see if that hits the same.
I'm gonna have fucking Denzel play him. You know what?
See if it hits the same.
Yeah, we're gonna see if it hits the same. You know, if the audience really loves that one, you know, we're gonna sympathize him, turn him into the victim, have his story of why he walked off the deep end, and conclude with him killing all the cops in the precinct.
No.
That's
part of it. But
that's the thing. I think people like, especially
that's not the whole truth.
Is that they don't acknowledge certain levels of privileges that even they may benefit from as well.
Shut the fuck up, we.
You
Canadian nigga.
You don't benefit in Canadian any shape, nigga. Form of fashion, so now you just play the oppressed Olympics, and whoever's at the bottom uses to say the most egregious thing imaginable. That's literally it. White men are at the top, so God forbid they ever say anything.
White men aren't.
Better than them is white women. They're women now, so they can say what they want to say. Then after that is black men, black women. Then everybody else either crippled, some form of crippled, disabled, LGBT, whatever it's called.
Where is this nigga going with this shit?
It's just layers to it. And the lower you go, the more you get to say. So God forbid, bro, you're a lesbian, black crippled. You can say whatever you want to say, though. You can say whatever you want to say. And that's literally what she's like. And I'm pretty sure, man, this is current thing. It's mad.
With Caucasian people and like their inability to like read a fucking room.
Like, y'all act like you don't understand shit. Because y'all be the first ones during a conversation about the Holocaust to get so mad when black people be like, you do realize that the original Jewish people were black, right? White people do not have to explain.
I'm not touching that topic. I'm not touching that one.
You all are the people that need to learn that lesson.
I'm not touching that topic. I'm not touching that one. That one I will not acknowledge. I'm not touching that topic. I'm not touching that topic. I refuse. I'm not going there.
Nigga, fuck it. She's speaking gas.
I'm not.
She's speaking. Fuck y'all niggas. She's speaking gas. She's spitting facts. She didn't say nothing. She didn't jump out the gym with that one. She didn't go full Yanye.
No comment.
She did it. I'll say it. I'll sit on it.
No comment.
I'll sit on it.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, she ain't jumping the gym on
I'm just not commenting.
Like the inability to realize what your people have done is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. I made dangerous comments before. I will not make dangerous comments right now.
I agree. Like, you're going to be so up in arms. You're going to make niggas apologize, give niggas list. You're going to do all of this shit. And your inability to read a fucking room is goddamn impressive.
No comment.
Thanks.
No comment.
Clearly, history shows that you all are the people that like to pillage and eradicate, enslave and oppress, attempt to suppress greatness because you all simply don't have it, right?
I don't know about that. What they did was fucking A1, nigga. I will give them niggas credit. We're credit.
It was very smart to do.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
The first part about being the real Jews, no comment.
But no comment. What y'all niggas would have, I would, that was greatness right there. To pillage the whole world, to pillage fucking places that are greater than those places.
It was one small country too.
Nah, it wasn't just England, nigga.
It was mostly England.
It started off with Portugal. It started off with Spain. The Spanish conquistador. What the fuck was his name? He goes to the Mayans. He goes to the Mayans.
One of them got eaten. I didn't know that. One of them just got eaten. Got caught and eaten.
It was lost in, like, I'm reading a book called Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell. And he breaks down that first encounter with them. And how they, like, they had translator and how everything got lost in translation. Because, like, the kings talked to the people differently. It was very interesting. But what they planned from there and what they did from there, because he ends up, like, taking the nigga captive, like, the leader of a open, like these niggas were openly saying that these nations were more civilized, not more civilized, that they were way better ran.
Technology was crazy.
Technology
cities
was crazy.
Cities in the water, like what?
Yeah, no, like these niggas had way more shit than them. Full fucking irrigation systems, full water systems, like damn near plumbing, like these niggas was dummy fucking advanced. And to be able to take over all those civilizations and make them worse was fucking impressive. Was fucking, they ain't hold back no greatness. I mean, they held back greatness, but nigga, to say they weren't great.
The Aztecs are no more, unfortunately, but.
To say they weren't greatest is, you know, you gotta give them niggas some credit. They pillage crazy.
Here go y'all goblins who don't even live in the fucking city. Which, goblins? By the way, the Q-tip people
goblins
are the last
is crazy.
Ones to ever talk about somebody stealing anything.
Facts.
Y'all wouldn't be in this country had it not been for y'all stealing it.
But y'all are more focused on people looting and trying to get necessities and things that they need. And yes, a TV is a fucking necessity.
No, it's not.
You feel like you're
That's not true. The first part is true. The first part is true.
Yeah, first of all, if you are a male monster,
crazy.
That is how your ancestors got everything from stealing.
Oh, that is true.
Man, that shit is true. Cringe, man. That shit is cringe, bro. That is
very harsh language. But objectively.
Also holding people accountable for what their ancestors did hundreds and thousands of years ago is crazy.
I had to cut it off after I saw this. That nigga just said hundreds of thousands of years ago.
You're a black man from the South. You're an idiot. You're from Canada. Why are you coming?
Yo, is this how niggas feel when John Oliver comments on like is this how niggas feel when John Oliver comments on some shit? Yo, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. This nigga said hundreds of thousands. Like that was the dinosaurs, nigga.
America hasn't even been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
You know humans haven't been around for hundreds of thousands. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's talking about Pangea.
Actually, he's right. They're not responsible for what happened hundreds of thousands.
No, they're not.
No one is, nigga.
No one is. You have it muted.
All people.
All of them.
Empires, dynasties.
Oh, this shit made me so mad.
All people.
All of them.
Empires.
What is he talking about?
Cringe, bro. That is cringe. You're cringe. Also, holding people accountable for what their ancestors did hundreds and thousands of years ago is crazy. That's absurd.
Also, you don't know history. All people pillaged.
All people.
All people.
All of them.
See, this is where niggas get white brainwashed. Mm-hmm. That is true.
That is true.
That one statement is true.
That's true.
That one statement is true. All people pillaged.
Facts.
All people pillaged. Guess where they pillaged their people. Right. The Romans took over the Greeks. Same landmass. No one in the fucking history of the world decided to go across the fucking world to privilege other countries. You know when that started, nigga? The 1500s. Wait. Okay.
What was the point?
White people, fuck what y'all talking about, went out their way to damage other civilizations. And yes, there is a difference.
There's a difference.
There is a fucking fat difference from going out your way to destroy other civilizations that, be honest, you ain't really supposed to be at. Has nothing to do with you across the world. They went across the fucking world.
They sailed across the ocean.
Two people that had nothing to do with them. Didn't speak the language. Couldn't benefit them at all.
Everyone else was fighting in their little continent, in their little communities. You know, they were just fighting each other, you know, pillaging each other. They went across the ocean to other continents and did it. They took it international, you know. Like, you know how David Stern set the tone in America for the NBA, and I still were trying to take it international? They took colonization, and they took colonization, pillaging, looting, and they took it international.
Great example. When the Celtics beat the fucking Lakers, mm-hmm. You know, Celtics beat the Lakers. Nigga, if the Celtics was to go over and play a goddamn Euro team and take all the Euro team's money every time the Euro team lost, would that seem fucking fair? And while at it, gave them niggas COVID.
That is true.
Gave them niggas all type of diseases for no fucking reason because you're not supposed to be across the fucking country. Even when niggas had ships, because ships were invented before niggas colonized. I hope y'all know this, right? They would go and trade. It was not normal to go over there, pillage the entire country, and steal all the resources. That was a new. What's that called? That was a new strat.
It shocked the world. Everyone was like, "Whoa, you can do this?"
That was a new strat. White people invented that strat. Give them niggas the credit when it's due. Do not compare them niggas to the Mayans that were conquering other nations, but in their continent. That is not the same.
It's not the same at all.
That will never be the same. That made
empires, dynasties, they all wanted more.
I'm gonna say this. That's the one thing that American politics are amazing at. It keep y'all keep falling for the same okie doke. This is not a race conversation. Majority of the time when you are being discriminated against, it has a lot to do with your economic standings. It has way more to do with class.
Agreed.
Even when it comes to other parts of the world, you know, colonizing and stealing land, et cetera, a lot of that had to just do with them being of a higher class, a higher elk, or they believing that they are. And they-
no, they weren't. They went over there and openly said it was better. Stop lying.
They actually invented race science.
Stop lying. They went over there and openly said it was better. It wasn't, they weren't of higher class than them. They documented that it was better. It was better. That is documented. And for niggas in comment section saying that it wasn't better, somebody got to show me some facts. Somebody got to show me some facts. Because everything I've always read is that they were in awe of the technology and the things that those people had.
They wanted spices and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why would you pillage something that's openly worse?
That's a good point. Why do you go through the effort?
Had the ability to steal it. It happened even within the own continent of their own people, bro. So it doesn't really, race doesn't matter as much as you
think
it is.
That's not equivalent, bro.
No, everybody wants more. It has to be in human nature to want more, always.
Always.
At the cost of everything. It's insane. You know that America is trying to claim the Arctic, like the North Pole?
Oh, no, I know that.
And Canada's like, no, it's not. Why do you think you can do that? But the reason why is because as the Earth warms and the capsules in the North Pole start to melt more, mm-hmm. that's going to be a passageway that's going to be incredibly lucrative. Mm. More, more, more. I want more, more. It's like Russia's doing it right now. They want more. They want more in Ukraine. More.
They want their country back.
They're going to annex Crimea. More. They want more. Everybody wants more. It's in human nature. It's always been. Go back in history and see who you
nigga, that shit was not normal, dog. Sit the fuck up. That shit was not normal, bro. It was not normal to go across the world to pillage other countries. Shut the fuck up. That's not true. They made it normal.
And what happened to those dynasties, how they fell apart, but how they came to be, who they conquered and who they took over, how many people died during the process. There's no defense for what happened in transatlantic slavery.
No, but nobody
it's just
is,
the most
though.
Recent example.
But acting as if like white people were the only people who
that's
were
the most
it.
Recent example.
It's just the most.
Who else? Who else? Who else?
They're gonna do that. What other people were enslaved too, aren't they? They're gonna take that stupid route. It's been debunked so many times. I can't go over this again.
I can't deal with coons.
I can't do this again. I can't.
I can't go. Who else? Who else, Ethan?
I can't make the same talking point.
Who else? Did China come over here? They were closer. Mm-hmm. When did the Chinese come and fucking try to go get California? Mm-hmm. When did Russia? When did not even Russia, when did Siberia come over here? They walked across. When did Siberia come over here? When did Asia come over here?
So people, he's going to do the, I know what he's going to do. He's going to go the route of, you know, white people and other white people as slaves. Yes, they did. Black people and other white people as slaves too in Africa.
Yes, they did.
But guess what? It wasn't Western transatlantic slavery. It just wasn't.
It wasn't taking it people wasn't, from their country and putting them in a whole different one. That was new.
And feeding their kids to alligators.
Across the ocean. Shit. Fuck is you talking about?
It's just not the same. I apologize.
Who else did it? Yo, I'm tired of this shit. Who else did it? Who else did it? Because from what I know, the only countries that colonized. We are not speaking of what was going on between tribes in Africa. We're not speaking of what was going on between tribes in Native and North America. We are not, nigga, those are essentially their people. Who else came into North America besides? Because we've all seen the map. We had UK. We had France. And we had Spain. I don't remember seeing China in that motherfucker. I don't remember. remember Japan, who was dumb. They was fucking up Chinese. They had the technology to come over here. Fuck is you talking about?
They was fucking up China bad.
They was conquering islands around them. I don't remember seeing the Japanese. Yo, let me know. Let me know. Mm-hmm. China, who had the technology to do it, had the technology to do it. Japan, who had the technology to do it. Africa, who had the technology to do it. Fuck out of here if you think they did it.
But only y'all did it. That's crazy.
Do you remember the Africa portion of Brazil? I forgot that portion.
There is an African portion of Brazil, but guess how it got there?
Oh! Oh!
Not through colonization.
Shit like this just makes me mad. Because you're lying. You're lying.
It's intellectual dishonesty.
It's just lies. It's just lies. What other country colonized North America? What other country colonized South America? Could I be wrong? Could I be wrong? Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's see if I'm wrong.
What country colonized North America?
North America colonization map. I mean, the Moors colonized, but they didn't even really. Maybe the Moors. Maybe you got an argument with the Moors.
That's an argument you can make, I guess.
I guess. You got the Moors. The Moors.
I guess.
But I don't remember the Saudi Arabia version of fucking... I'm North America. Maybe, like I said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's pretty much France and Britain. And then Britain bought Louisiana from France.
Let's open this in a new tab. What the fuck is going on right now? I can't even see the shit. I'm sorry for the audio listeners. We're verifying our sources.
We're being smart.
We're gonna zoom in. So we have New Spain. We got British, French, and Russia. Oh, Russia got this area. You know, the land they can walk to.
That is the land they can walk to.
Proves my fucking point. You mean the land that they can walk to? You mean that? You mean the...
And Spain had all the Caribbean islands.
British had all of this. Spain, France had all of this. Oh. Reserved for Native. Yeah, there was nothing.
It's pretty much nothing.
It's nothing right there.
It's nothing.
That was 1754. That was not that long ago. That is a map of colonization. Where's the Africa? You know, Africa's the biggest continent on the world. Where the fuck are the African countries?
In chains. Picking cotton.
Where the fuck is Asia?
I don't see it.
No, wait, Ethan. Every country colonized. You know the links that you have to go through to do colonization? Do you realize how far you have to go to do colonization? Do you know how much out of your way you have to go through to go to? Oh. Oh, fuck, agent. Fuck. I thought every country contributed to colonization. That's two fucking continents.
That shit literally is split between Portugal and Spain.
Oh, shit.
Damn, agent. You taught me something today.
At least to that extent. This is the most recent one. A lot of times when you go through our history, which I clearly see you have no idea about, but they were doing it within their own continent that they lived in. Like it was amongst their own people.
It was amongst their own people.
Say it again. Let's hear that again. And you know, it's like family. This is a good comparison. It's like family. When you fight amongst your family, it's not that serious. When you fight amongst other families, that could be war. That is war.
That is war.
Fighting amongst your family is like, come on, bro. Like, why are we? How is this a comparison? How is this equal? Like, what are we?
Who they took over? How many people died during the process? It's, I'm not. There's no defense for what happened in Transatlantic.
No, but nobody.
It's just the most recent example.
But acting as if like white people were the only people.
That's the most recent example.
It's just the most recent one. At least to that extent. It's just the most recent one. A lot of times when you go through our history, which I clearly see you have no idea about, right?
Oh.
Doing it within their own continent that they lived in. Like, it was amongst their own people. They just went off. They had the same shade of melanin, same race of people, and they were just conquering other aspects who were either poorer than them or had some form of religious beliefs that they didn't abide by. That's all it was. There were several reasons why.
Yes, and that was normal throughout all of history. You know where it takes a fucking turn? You know where societies collapse? You know why the reason them South American countries were never able to recover? And before they were there? Like, what the fuck? How are you so intellectually fucking stupid? How are you this fucking intellectually stupid?
They're trying to have a neutral viewpoint and appeal to all audiences.
Shut the fuck. That's just not true.
It's not true. It is dangerous because it's kind of rewriting history in a way that's
It is. And people believe this shit. Like, look at the comments. Like people believe this shit. Like, people actually go around and believe this shit and believe that there was it that conquering nations within, when they were conquering nations within, they were building pyramids 10 times the size of fucking Egypt. That was exaggeration. Suck my dick. But they were building pyramids that would fit the fucking two pyramids inside one. They were one of the most successful civilizations ever. Guess what happened when colonization happened? They never were able to recover. And it's not because the people got stupider. It's not because the people got poorer. What's the only difference? Colonization. Stop.
It makes me mad when black people do this. When Steven Crowder does it, I don't care.
It doesn't.
When Shapiro does it, I don't care.
We all like Jewish people were slaves too. We were slaves in Egypt, and when
it's expected. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever. Go crazy.
All right. Cool. Whatever.
When I got black men talking 150,000 people a day,
with a big platform, well known, you know, decently respected, well, you cheated 4 times. I'm thinking really, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm not dogging that nigga for cheating. How dare you?
At all. Oh.
Okay, yeah. How dare you?
I'll never do this. I said the people might not respect him as much, you know.
Okay.
Ethan don't really, you know.
Okay.
Ethan
doesn't matter. I would never.
What I said, don't let your girl stop confronting your wife, you know. What do I say, you know? Well, who am I to judge a man for his tendencies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Agent, you're Canadian. That's all I got to say. Agent's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Hey, look, this has been an episode of Suburban Boys. We can only get through 13 minutes.
Don't listen to Canadian niggas about American problems. More of the story. He's from Canada.
Dude, that's an interesting place.
He's from Canada.
What's racism? Why?
What?
We haven't even got to that. We haven't even got to that.